what does putting the mind on the lotus feet of Krishna means? The lotus feet represents service. Now, when we serve someone, we put ourselves at their feet. So lotus feet also means we treat that particular object as worshipable. You know, we bow down to the lotus feet. So basically, fixing the mind on the lotus feet of Krishna means treating him as an object of service and as an object of worship. So we try to fix our consciousness on him. You are my Lord. You are my Master. You are my ultimate objective. And we practically serve him. So whenever we are, whatever activities we are doing, we redefine them in a mood of service to Krishna. I'm not just doing this for my pleasure, for my glory. I'm doing this for Krishna's service. And that's how we re-envision our studies, we re-envision our worldly responsibility. More importantly, we do direct activities, which are devotional service, because they will directly connect us with Krishna. The more our direct connection with Krishna is strong, then we'll be able to indirectly connect ourselves with Krishna also. But if the direct connection is weak, that means when we are chanting, when we are studying, at that time if you're not thinking about Krishna, when Krishna is right in front of us, if you're not thinking of him, and then Krishna is not in front of us, it will be very difficult to think of him. So, we do direct devotional activities and other activities we re-envision as service to Krishna. We do them in the mood of service to Krishna. That's how, by treating him as the object of worship and service, we fix our mind on his lotus feet.